actually see the levee broken near your house?
Yeah, I did. I walked down there. I took an insurance adjuster there to try and, I don't know if I explained clearly, but when I was down there visiting, it was actually, it was illegal for people to be there. I was just going in on a press, a forged press
yeah.
pass, and I managed to get a roof adjuster, you know, in there. And once he was past the lines, he was like, well, shit, I got this other houses I got to see. And I was like, well, shit, I'll try and take you to them and, you know, help them out and show them where the stuff was because, you know, street signs were down. It's very hard to see where stuff was. So one of the houses was right at the levee break. And it was very hard to figure out where exactly we were, you know, because it was just everything was flattened, you know. Just piles of rubble and, you know, street. We were just counting blocks as best as we could see the blocks to try and estimate what streets we were on, you know, because there were no, obviously no street signs, no poles, and, you know, it was really, it's, and still is, you know, acres of devastation. It looks like an extended version of you know, pictures you might have seen from severe bombings. You know, just acres of flat rubble.
Yeah, because the description you gave to me was that it, basically your house, okay. your backyard was the levee.
Okay,
you know.
What was that, Richard?
We'll be closed up in 5 minutes. But basically I just wanted to, you know, be able to say how close your house was to where the levee actually broke.
It's about, about 2 blocks from St. Claude Avenue. You basically go, it's probably 6 blocks from the break.
From the break. And you're...
It's hard to explain, but where we are, there's a highway with a bridge over the canal that I think forms a little bit of a natural buffer. So that although we had the flash flood, it didn't hit with the same impact that it hit 6 to 10 blocks away, where it just washed stuff up. It washed the houses off the, or floated them off the their foundations. You know, I mean, some of these houses where I am shifted, but they weren't literally just picked up and taken away, which is what happened at the levee break. You know, so we were fortunate. Like, you drive around a couple of blocks, and you know, it's hard to picture that it's only like, you know, a few blocks away from this area that's just, you know, unbelievable to look at.